Somebody try to say something. Sorry, as I pushed mute all. No, okay, fine. So then we're going to go weiter in Pirkei Machshava, in Pirkei. We'll start again. We didn't do very much the day before yesterday. Daf Resh Tes. Just sorry, 1 second. What's this? No, it's fine. Okay. Tov. Kagomol ala imoy. B'shulchan aruch aruch chaim siman aleph siv hay. Right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Move shetayv loyim es pashas haman. Down there that it's a good idea to say the Pasha of the Mon every day. We mention Rurusham in Sivkot Yudimal Hevi B'Shem HaPoiskim Sh'Imrim Es Pasha Samon Kadei Sh'Odim Yamin Sh'Kol Mezenoisov Boim B'Hashgocha Protis. Mishnah Berurah tells you, get rid of all that nonsense in your head that you're saying it was some sign of a Segula. No, it's not a Segula. It is an exercise in entrenching in yourself more and more and understanding that mazon, that panosa, comes by a process called Hashgacha Pratis. It says in the Pasuk, somebody does more, takes more, he's not going to have more, and if he takes a little bit, he won't have too little. To show you that more and more ishtadlis doesn't help at all. The Dorah Midbar, what's called the Dor Dayah, whatever that means, but they had a total dependency on Hashem. They didn't know what was going to be tomorrow. Am Shalem, an entire nation. A few million people used to go to sleep every night, completely chill. The Marat Sha'ain Lema Filu Kazais Mozen Leom Acharis, even though they had nothing in the fridge. The fridge was empty, nothing in the fridge for tomorrow. The Kol Yoim HaMekabli Miyodav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezoinim B'derech Nisis. Every day they would get, they'd open the fridge. Sometimes the fridge was further away, sometimes it was closer. But, yeah, but they got from Hashem's hand whatever they needed, but Nisim. That's the shvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael, this kind of total dependency on Hashem. Zechati lecha chesed nuraich. Hashem says, I remember the chesed you did for me in your youth. Follow me in the midbar, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and yet you trusted me. Am Yisrael tzad achrei Hashem bebetochen mole, hu lo yoida meheichin yegiyem ezoine macha, ein lo kol tichnit tachnit, milvada tachnit heyichira lelechez achrei Hashem, vishnema. Yisrael had no plans, they had no, you couldn't even make a mitzvah, you couldn't make a wedding, because you didn't know where you were going to be. Every day you didn't know, you were going to move today, you're going to stay today, will there be something to eat, why did there be something to eat? You had nothing to do, you threw it on Hashem, and you did what you had to do, and the world kind of ran on its own. I mean, not on its own, but nothing to do with the person. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Be Hashem Yichonu V'Hashem B'Shi Yosu. They camped when Hashem called them, and they moved when Hashem called them, and they didn't know. It's a bit like when you fly El Al, you don't know when the plane's going to land, you don't know when it's going to take off, you're going to sit around waiting. Today you don't have to wait anymore. Lefamim Hem Choynim Yoimo Yomayim, Lefamim Chodesh Hoshana. Sometimes they would camp for a day or two, sometimes for a year. You never ever knew where you were going to be the next day. And look, koyvim mu'umah, rak Hashem hu amayre lemestav. And you couldn't make any plans. That just Hashem told them what to do and when to do it. But hagazu levet v'chinuch v'tan Hashem yisparach keitzad leni l'voy k'yoyim. That's how Hashem taught us how we're supposed to live today. Kashi anu mishtadlim l'ponoseinu, choyshim b'shach rishu v'zoyim b'shach zriyah. Today you plow when you have to plow, you sow when you have to sow, you harvest when you have to harvest, you go through the whole farming process, whatever your ishtadlis is. Aleni ledat ki lo ishtadlis hu ma'aviyya safanosa el ha'alicha v'timimi sachar Hashem hi v'rak hi ma'aviyya la'anes panaseh. It's not the planting, it's not the sowing, it's the walking after Hashem v'timimis, that's what brings the panaseh. And Hagen Nisis from a flesh door, Amidbo, Hainitzreches, Beshaisim, or The generation that came out of Mitzrayim needed this open ration of the Hagas Hashem. We don't have that. We live with Hester. We live with Ayem Ephraim Feder. We live with Where's Hashem. That's not a question, that's an answer. It means he's there, but he's hidden. Ayem means he's here, but he's hidden. But they lived with him in the foolish. Why did they need that? Because they were coming out of Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim? The world view of Mitzrayim, they need to get that out of their system. They'd been born in Mitzrayim, grew up in Mitzrayim, lived with the Hashkofa of Mitzri. They cleansed themselves in Mitzrayim, but the Chechi Oysa Uma Ashe Chorta Al Doglai Esakfir Bashe, the Doglai Kechi Oysa Yori Oysa Le Esachayla Zeh. The whole of Mitzrayim lived under the banner of Pechveitzin Olo Yisrael Sachai Lazeh, and who's Hashem? That was the Ashkofa, and you influenced by where you live. That was the mindset of the people. The Tetzomikach Hushvoi Rabbi Mibnei Yisrael V'lo Yechli Natek Mina Tlois B'Mitzrayim Mina Tlois B'Dachat Tevah. Very hard to just give up your old world views. We struggle today to give up until every day little bit be more tolu on Hashem and less tolu on our derech hateva in endeavors. So for them it was hard. That's all they knew. L'chein kasher rovim roil lem al yedei nevi neem an beisur ki yegia eis gedoyis amaleim lazoibis Mitzrayim. When the word came from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Novi Neema, the Eved Neema, that it's come time for them to leave Mitzrayim. And what they've been waiting for since they got there. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael couldn't go. Over the 80% that died in Makas Choshesh. Unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mochel nisim b'niflois b'shmeina makas, haboyz b'zu achazu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings makas, miracles, one after the other. 8 makas. Even the Mitzrayim already understood that this is Hashem. Unbelievable. Hashgacha Pratis in those Makkas. Unbelievable. I mean, that even Paras, it's not Shaykh. It can't be such a thing that the hail's only hitting the Mitzrayim animals and not the Jewish animals. The hail could tell the difference between a Mitzrayim owned animal and a Jewish owned animal. Lo yecholiyot. Even the Mitzrayim understood this is Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam avtiach lehem ki yivim el eretz zavarat kol avodvash. HaKadosh promises you're going to a land of honey and milk, whatever. V'yiten lehem es kol tzrachem v'lomot zois einu musugolim letzayt. It's a talk about it. They couldn't go out. Well, how do you understand it? How do you understand this? Hashem's doing miracle after miracle. You see the Hashgacha practice. You see the unbelievable exactitude of the Makkas. Hashem makes all these promises to you, and you just can't let go. To understand, I'll try and give you a little bit of an example of what we went through. And you do it after the Holocaust. There were people that couldn't leave Europe. They just couldn't. Even after everything that happened, they stayed. The ones that left, they went to America, they came here, they went to Israel, they fought lives. But there was some that couldn't, they stayed there. Nachash Avon about Kufas Ashok, so Chachti Midei Pam, in Imi, Shalosit the Kufa Kashem. After they were in America, they called this about the Holocaust. And in America, he used to talk sometimes with his mother about that Kufa that they lived through. Is there a Benayin Ushayle Manyanis? Interesting question. I mean, I can't connect to this because I don't know, I wasn't there. But this is what they come up with. But Salvashal Mi'ai Yisa Guru, whose situation was worse? Mi'ai Yisa B'machan Avodah, Milo Anachnu, Yitzchapshun L'goy, Yistartu B'martafim U'matlatim, Valiyaz Gag U'matlatim. She was in, the mother was in a labor camp. She was in Auschwitz, I think, if I know correctly. Whereas him and his father and his brothers, as we saw, they were running around hiding, dressed up as goyim, pretending to be goyim, hiding in bunkers and attics, and who knows where they went to. And every time they had to keep moving and changing their places, he said, "Mamash, they lived like mice." And mamash, he said, "We lived like mice." Kachabori. Anita Naiti, so he says, I said like this, Kilamarota Kushia Noir Vasevosh, Shalo Yitor Shalayim Rat Helkam, Shalavoida Machanot. Despite the enormous suffering, we have no way of grasping what the suffering and the torment of being in a German concentration camp was. We call Malcolm a Yisalem Tachnis Mesuderet. What's the kind of that their situation was better than his? Because there at least you had an organized life. You went up in the morning, you went to work. At night, you got your little few crumbs of bread. There was something. There was someone thinking about you. Someone counted them, beat them, humiliated them. There was someone thinking about you. You were on somebody's books. He said, we were living in a complete void. We didn't know it was going to be from minute to minute. You woke up in the morning, you didn't know where to go. We didn't know where we were going to sleep tonight. Where are you going to find a piece of bread? How are you going to survive? Every day was a new world of trying to find something to be, to eat, just to be. Not to have a mockum. And no one would even spit at you. No one to rely on, no one to support, nothing. Total abandonment, be completely abandoned. So, Otpam, this is not a, you can't, this is a father, this is a son and a mother, Tunga, different Matsovim, we can't connect to this. However, to understand a little bit the dependency that the Jews had on Mitzrayim. Despite the fact that they humiliated them, beat them, tortured them, threw their children into the river, we call Malcolm sof sof hayale mashu shenitan lismoichala. There was something to rely on. There was something that supported. There was a support system. Hayomishu shechilek lemozot, somebody dished out their food. I'm not lechem oini, achaya ze v'kol zois lechem. Lechem oini and achinami, but at least somebody gave you bread. The pared mikol zois retait lemidvah lelokol tachnit lo yediyah ma yeh macha umaheichem iskan. To give up that, however bad it was, but there was a dependency there. You had something to rely on. To throw that into the wind, and to step into a desert where you know you can't survive for more than 24 hours. There's nothing there. It's that mamash like achborim. That's a much higher level. Total dependency on Hashem. You forget everything, you give up everything, and you're totally on Hashem. That's it. You can't survive. If Hashem withdraws his Hashgacha for one day, you're gone, you're finished. You can't survive in the desert. Nothing there. Unless you were a bushman or something and you know how to survive in the desert. Klal Yisrael didn't know how to survive in that situation. So now you have to understand this is nice. We're talking about the mixture, we're talking about the Holocaust, but for us, are we prepared to let go? Are we prepared to give up the things that we depended on? Are we prepared to... The mice is that this corona thing has had a big impact on us because of that. Because a lot of us have had to give up a lot of things that we didn't know we could live without. We didn't know we could live without certain things. There's more to this corona than that, but I want to make that the thing. Oh well, we've learned to live with less, you know, that's not what the other idea is, because when you get more back, you learn to change from it. When you get back, you're having whatever you had before, so then you'll go back to just having whatever you had, you wouldn't have changed from it. So I don't make a big deal out of this, but the nakudik is that there is a lesson here, that you see that the things you thought, who would have thought that you could live the way we live in? And suddenly you see, actually you can. You have, but you have to give up a lot, and you have to put more and more into Hashem, and more into Hashem. Is it? It sounds easy. What's the problem? You've just seen 8 makas. You're being tortured. You're mamash in Auschwitz. You've seen 8 miracles. Hashem promises you the world. So you just back up and you leave. But can we do that today? We can do that. We know how to do that. And give up the things you're dependent on. Takes time, slowly, to give up and to stay sane, to just throw everything to the wind, like the new Baal Tshuva, who just comes in and he takes everything, he takes his past, he takes everything, and he throws it out, so fine, so that we know where that leads to. I'm talking about to do this healthily, to slowly give up and be more and more dependent on Hashem and less dependent on the things you're dependent on. The Lord will kach pashut. The Meshach Abim Shnei Sa'alich v'midba Kodesh Baruch Hu Limud Otanu Perek v'Hilchus Simun v'Betochet. The 40 years in the Midbar was one long shiur in Hilchus Simun v'Betochet. Perek Shalene Lachzol Hashem B'chol Yom. Look at the Mishnah Berurah is telling you. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you. That's a lesson that you do Chazara every day. כדי לדעת שלא השתנה מאומה בעקבוס מעשינו. To know that your deeds aren't going to change anything. גם כאשר אנחנו משתדלים בעניין הפנוסה, השתדלס אינם הועילה אלא מוכרחס. Even when you're משתדלים in פנוסה, this fits in what we said yesterday, השתדלס doesn't do anything, but you have to do it. פנוסינו נתונה אך ורח ביד השם. The panosa that you get is only in the hands of Hashem. And Achanami, you may have to open the barriers. I'm not going to go into that now. Aval gam tachniyoseinu ha'atidiyos b'yad Hashem heima v'kishimana al pi Hashem yachonu v'al pi Hashem yosu milvado ein mu'uma. Even your future, everything, it's all tolua on Hashem. You travel with Hashem. You stop with Hashem. It's all, without Him, there's nothing. It's all Hashem. So that's the avoidance to get to that understanding. The Super Balatanya, the Moedika Maisavis, oh, I love this story I'm telling you. It's I irritate my children with it all the time. And I'm welcome, you're welcome to do that as well if you want. I love this one, and so it's Moedik. I heard it originally in the name of Rav Yonis and Abishai. Not in the name of the Balatanya, but yeah, it's the name of the Balatanya, as long as Shanem. So he was there was a war with Napoleon and the Russian and Russia. So there was a Seger. You know, a curfew, al Shchunas Mugaron, where he lived. Vein Yetzi Vein Boy, you couldn't go out, you couldn't come in. Today we know what it's like during a curfew, yeah? As Balatanya, Shai Yeshoku, Kule Baberis Hashem, Lo Yidei Me'um Al Kach. Balatanya, he Ulo Yodei Klum, he didn't know anything about curfew, Shmurfews. He was always something about Baberis Hashem, he carried on his life. So, for Yitzchak, if nice point can be based on a mikveh, a base of midrash, just a day in the middle of a base, came on with mama. He got up in the morning, early in the morning, it was still dark. He was going to the mikveh, and he was going to the base midrash. He's going to organize his life, sit to daven, and think whatever he used to do, the achanas he used to do for waiting to daven. So, lepeta itzo to chayil vobilo to the base asor. You're breaking the curfew in those days. Whoa, he's like. He didn't get shot. Anyway, they arrested him and they took him to the prison there, to the tachana. Hakatzin echay kushal oto, Rabbi Lana lachta b'shah kol mukdemes. He asked him a simple question. Where are you going at this early hour of the morning? Ubala tanya heishiv, lo yada. Chayis nisht, I don't know. B'shal shuvas hamuzore, hirchit achay kekivarem aragul. So the interrogator understood, because it was obviously a spy. You don't know. You make up some excuse, you come up with something intelligent. I don't know. So he's very suspicious of him. So he understood that this is a real-time, big-time spy. So he promoted the Chakira, the investigation, upward. It came to the Rosh, the head interrogator. The higher level interrogator would have said, he has a look at the wallet and he realized this is a guy, this is a chosher looking person, this is not some low life. Haven Kedot for in truth, he understands when you ask about Tanya where you're going, he says, I don't know, so there's more than meets the eye. What do you mean you don't know? Or you don't know where you're going? An intelligent person like you doesn't know where he's going. Mama, what kind of a teretz is this? Aisha Balatanya. This is gorgeous. If you can understand the story, I mean, it's a cute story, but the depth here is wunderbar, unbelievable. Adam achen eini yodei lan ruholech. It's true. Nobody knows where he's going. Look, ani letoy mechashavti kalech lebeit haknesses lidmoy lelpalel. I thought I was going to the Beit Knesset to learn and to daven. That's what I thought I was going. V'nei ani nemtzav Beit Soed. Suddenly I'm in jail. I thought I was going to the mikveh. Yeah? And look where I am. I'm in jail. So I didn't know where I was going. I thought I knew where I was going. But when you asked me, where were you going? I told you I didn't know because I thought I was going here. And I looked where I landed up. So I didn't know where I was going. I didn't lie to you. I really didn't know. I had a plan. I thought I knew where I was going. at the end of the day, I didn't know where he was going. That's how business to live his life. You make your plan, you think you're going here, you think you're going to go there, but you really, really know where you're going. How often has it been that you know your plan didn't exactly work out? How often that you were worrying about something that never happened? How often did something happen that you never thought of? Where are you going? I don't know. I really don't know. It drives my kids mad when I do that to them. Don't tell them, but yeah, sometimes I just do it to irritate them. You know? How about where you're going? Crazy. Don't know. What do you mean you don't know? There is another shot. Yeah, because that's where I heard it from. Whatever. Okay. That's my normal shot. Where are you going? I don't know. I really don't know. You know, get in the car, you go in one place, there's a guy tramping there, so you stop, you give him a ride, he needs to go somewhere else, you take him somewhere else, and then there, and then there's a pickup, and then who knows, you know, you're supposed to be here at 10 o'clock, and you don't get there, because you who knows where you go. Roshari Manu, Tabatach Bashem Yehuda, ki ein tekef letachnis ha'emeshiyos. The person who has betochot, he knows that there's no real value to all the plans you make. You have to make plans, you have to do it. In the world of Ishtada Savada, you have to do that, but you have to understand that you don't know where you're going. Hashem decides. You go where Hashem tells you to go, you don't go where Hashem doesn't tell you to go. Those of you who travel a lot, used to travel a lot, you know this. It's one of the best places to work on this. Is how many times have you thought you fly down, you landed up there? How many times did you go from your rent to a place for 2 days, you landed up in there for 2 weeks? I once flew to London for 2 days and landed up there for 10 days. 10 days, I had enough clothes on there for 2 days, and it was a strike and this and that, and I landed up being in London for 10 days. I had a return ticket 2 days late. So who knows? I once flew to London via Rome, and I had a 1 hour stopover, the plane was late, I ended up being stuck in Rome for 24 hours. You planned that, you knew where you were going, you knew you would be in Rome for 24 hours, they wouldn't let me out the airport even. As who knows where you're going? That's the vault. So those are big events when you see them clearly, even your day-to-day existence. So, and that's why Shulchan Aruch says you have to read Parshas Mishnah every day. Why? Because it's a Musa exercise. It reminds you and reminds you continually that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's running the world. Kishrem Shem Meshach Abim Shana Lo Daigu B'nai Israel Es Daigus HaMacha Bekoich Bitchoinu B'Hashem. The same in the Midbar for 40 years, nobody worried about what's going to be tomorrow because of the Bitochan Herim Hashem. I'm okay, Natah, so to now. Call you the Hanukkah Gamol Olai Imoy. Every Jew today is Mamash Kagamol Olai Imoy. David HaMelech says, I'm like a little baby nurturing for my mother, nursing for my mother. The Tinek Shaina Day Mai Daiget Klau. Little baby doesn't know what worry is. He ain't sure Musa what worry is. You're trying to explain to a baby what's worry, we know what it's talking about. Kagamol Olai Imoy. That's the vault of why you read the Parshas Haman every day is because of Kagamol Olai Imoy. It's very interesting. There's a Rashi in B'Shalach. I might have mentioned this before. By the Tzinzenet Man, Moshe tells Aaron. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, take a little vial, a little tube, a bottle, whatever, and put an Omer of Man in there, and put it in the Aron HaKodesh. Put it there in the Mishkan and hide it there. The Doirei Seichem. This is the Doirei Seichem. So Rashi picks up on the Pashuk, there, I don't know if Mashiach, but Rashi picks up in B'Shalach. So Rashi says, B'mei Yirmiyahu. How about? Remi, I don't know the exact lotion, but I'll tell you what Rashi says. Rashi says there that B'yam Yirmiyahu, when Yirmiyahu is going around and giving tochofet to the people and telling them the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed, Lama atem lo iskim b'teira. He didn't say why he's speaking Loshon Hora, why is it Simas Chinam? It seemed that wasn't what was bothering Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was bothered, the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. Lama atem lo iskim b'teira. Do whatever you want with that while you're watching the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation's Roshes, whatever. That's what stated Rashi, Yirmiyahu gave the people to Chocha. The Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. Lama atem lo iskim b'teira. Yeah. And then Rashi carries on and says, Hav shluchim lamakom, lahachim mezanaisav lereyav. these 20 agents that Hashem has to prepare sustenance for those that fear Him. So what's going on here? So Rosh Hashiva wants that when Yirmiyahu Novi went to the people and said to him, why aren't you asking the Torah? The Beis Hamikdash is about to be destroyed. So just I think the Rashi says this inside that he goes, so Rashi says, so when they ask, sorry, I messed up. Yirmiyahu says to him, Ramat the most material, but we're about to destroy it. So they say to them, Lazoiv Malachto, Velasik Matur, Mamafanis, you want us to give up our work and go learn Torah, what are we going to eat? So Yirmiyahu takes up the Tzitzinet Mon and he says to them, Hashem has plenty agencies, ways of giving food to people that that fear Him. So what's going on here? Yirmiyahu Novi goes to the people and says, why do you always come to the place? Something is about to be destroyed. So the people say back to him, what do you want us to do? We have to eat. You know, you're a Novi, you seem to know what's going on in the high world. Yeah, you have to work. You know, there's no falling today. You know, you want us to do, leave our work and go, what do we eat? How do we feed our families? So Yirmiyahu goes off to the Beis Hamikdash and brings back this Tzitzinet Mon and he shows it to them. He says, look, Hashem put many ways to feed people. Well, understand, where did you get that Mon from Yirmiyahu? You have to go to the Beis Hamikdash and take it out of, and take it out of the, and take it out of the Arna Kodesh. You know why you have to do it? Because there is no Mon falling today. So Yirmiyahu off answers them, Haba Shluchim Rachim Rachim Mazaynab Lireyav. Now, there's no Mon falling today. But in the same way that Hashem fed Klal Yisrael with a Mon there, today Haba Shluchim Yemachem. Hashem's got plenty of ways to provide Mazoin, the people that have Yerus Hashem, Lireyav, those that fear Him, whatever that means. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Unbelievable what Rashi's saying here. First of all, it's a big lesson. The Beis Hamikdash is about to be destroyed. Lamatem lo iskim b'tayla. That's the first thing you have to do, is open up a circuit. Second of all, what's going to be with Panosa? What's going to be with Panosa? Haba shluchim l'makom. Hashem's got plenty ways. There's no Mon falling today. You're right. But there is Mon falling today. You have to know how to see it. You have to know how to see it. Okay, so fine. So that we get from every day when a person... You haven't done it before. Don't start taking it every day. Start once a week. Don't overdo too much. Just a second. What is the reason you set to say Parsha to someone every day? Not me. I mean, that's the whole... What am I going to do? Repeat the whole... I'm not even going to say ask the question. I mean, for 9 days, I want to give you a Musud Rosh. That's the whole, vod. That's everything we've been talking about. The reason why you say Parsha Saman, is to instill in you the Im B'tochet, which is a Kol Zaynav Shel Adam Megiyah Mehashem. Our deal, our goal is to get to the point where we're living like the Dora there in the Midbar. That's where we're trying to get to. That's the direction we want to get to. Dependent on Hashem, totally regular, no worries, no daggers about my Yamacha. That's what we're trying to get to. So, obviously, we're not holding there. Our real is very, very far from there. The Parsha Saman, when you say it every day, you learn it every day. I'm just saying it like tak, 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 like some kind of a hocus pocus, segula. No, you say it and you understand that Al Pi Hashem Yichon, Al Pi Hashem Yosim. That when you're living in the Midbar with Hashem, Hashem gives you food, Hashem gives you water, Hashem tells you where to go, Hashem tells you where to go, you live with Hashem. And with all your ishtadas you're doing, and all the work you're doing, and all the stuff you're doing, at the end of the day, nachinami, you do that. But at the end of the day, you know it's a kula Hashem. Kula Hashem, nothing to do with me. That you learn from Parsha Saman, and that's why you say it. To remind you to live like they lived in the middle. Does that answer your question? Okay, we said it. All right, so... I don't know, I mentioned a specific Makor, I don't know, did I mention, no, I mentioned, yeah. I just brought the Rashi in Beshalach to show you that's Mamash Kufra, that was why Rashi had to, that's why Yirmiyahu had to show them the Mon. Because they couldn't believe that they had to learn Torah to stop the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, and they couldn't let go of their Ishtadlis. So Yirmiyahu showed them the Mon. What did he show them the Mon for? The Mon laws they live. You've got one Omer of Mon sitting in a museum. No. When you see the Mon, you remember. Yeah, Hashem has, there's lots of Mon falling today. You just have to know what
it is. You miss Rabbi Adler. Well, that's
lechtecha charev amidbar there is lozeru. It requires a certain giving up. Requires a certain letting go. That's hard.
Yeah, put it in the calendar. I didn't see it come up.
It's not so easy just giving up everything you've been dependent on and relying on, and that gives you your security, and just throwing it all to the wind and diving in, you know, with a shem. But the days are forcing us to do that. You don't have a choice today. You've been forced into it today. The world is in turmoil, upheaval, wild stuff going on. Person doesn't have a little bit of rope of imunah and betochen to hold on to, so then you're gonna be in a lot of trouble. So today you don't even have a choice. You have a chiv to come this mitzvah, but today you don't. There's not a chiv today. Do you have any choices? What choice do you have if you're not throwing it on Hashem at some point? How are you gonna survive today? Are you gonna stay safe? Okay, Ad Kan. That's Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow I have a problem. Right, I may not be able to do tomorrow. We'll see. If I'm not going to be here tomorrow, I'll let you know, hopefully in good enough time. I won't know until quite late. Let's take it that we're on. If I can't, I'll let you know as soon as I can. I apologize. It's just something.